playoff win. What would have been your thoughts on how you guys have played together and how he's done?
I think he's been handling it really well. He's been there a lot of this year, and I think, you know, I played it a little bit, and it really is an adjustment to, in terms of how you play your angles, especially as a righty over there. So, you know, I think he's done a really good job of adjusting to that and, you know, figuring out the different ways you have to move, especially on D2D passes coming out of the neutral zone. So, you know, I think he's been really good. And, you know, we keep talking and trying to figure out how we can be better as a pair. And, you know, if the good thing is to, you know, if we get switched up out there on the ice, we'll play both sides. So, you know, I think he's been handling it really good.
Other than that Morrissey game, you guys have had pretty good stability on the back end, but up front, a lot of changes. What do you guys have to be aware of when you're bringing new guys into the lineup?
Obviously, a lot of new guys. You know, a lot of learning is going on right now, a lot of development. You know, it's good to get young guys experience. And, you know, for us guys that have been in the league a little bit, it's just a matter of us trying to communicate to them as much as possible to try and help them, you know, progress as fast as they can. And for us, that's communicating on the ice, off the ice. You know, if they have questions, making sure we dial it in and get on the same page. But, you know what, I think for them, just playing is going to give them, you know, a lot of, will be a big part of the learning curve for them.
How does the dynamic in the room change with so many young guys?
It doesn't change too much. You know, obviously having some veteran guys, some veteran guys that are leaders on the team, you know, that aren't playing right now. So, you know, it gives a chance for other guys to step up a little bit and help the young guys out as much as we can. It's, you know, it's a learning process. I remember my first year in the league, you know, and up until now, you're constantly learning, trying to get better. And the more we can help those guys out, you know, the better off we'll be.
Appreciate your time.
Yep.
In terms of Nashville, Tyler, when you're facing a team that's rolling like they are, what's kind of how much importance is on the start and making sure you guys are in the game early, prepared for what they're going to throw at you?
It's very important. You know, especially this time of year, all the teams are dialing it in pretty good. So, you know, they're a good team over there. They play a tight game. They don't give much up. So it's going to be important for us to bring a consistent effort right from the start and all the way to that last buzzer.
And as hot as Scheifele's been, Philip Forsberg, the same thing. What kind of things does he bring to the table that makes him a challenge to defend?
He's a smart player. He puts himself in really good positions to get a, you know, a prime shot off. So and he's accurate with his shots. So, you know, especially on that power play, he makes some big skilled plays. So, you know, they have a few guys over there, but, you know, talking about him, he's you know, he's obviously one of their more skilled players, and we're gonna have to try and limit his time and space.
Talk to some of you guys about how you get motivated at this time of year, right? Everybody's got to find their own way. Does it make a difference which team you play? Like, where does Nashville fit into the motivation factor? Division and all that.
It doesn't change too much from team to team, from opponent to opponent. You know, obviously, we're in a tough position right now, but there's always something to play for. You know, it's never a matter of giving up and thinking about next year. It's, you know, it's trying to get better. So when we come into next year, it's, you know, we're ready to go right off the hop. So it's, you know, I don't think any of the guys in the room are letting that stuff enter their mind, which is good. You know, guys are staying positive and we're working hard.
Has any of that surprised you, the no quit in this team, the way you guys have played the last couple of games?
No. Hasn't surprised me at all. You know, ever since I came in last year, I got a pretty good indication of what the room was like pretty quick. And, you know, last year there were a lot of good times. And, you know, we've had some tougher times here as of late. And, you know, I think during the tougher times is when you start to really see the character of a team. And, you know, it's a really good group in here. Guys are handling it well, staying positive. And the biggest thing is we're working hard.
Last thing, if you don't mind.